This is Mazingira Yetu Radio.
Empower and inform.
Proudly powered by Sound 34. Sound 34 Media. www.sound34.com.
We are here at Kefri headquarters, Buguga, and I can observe students, farmers, and hundreds of other people attending the function. We are here joined by
Angela Muthama from the Central Highlands Ecoregion Research Program, which is based at Muguga. It is a branch of KEFRI that is involved in the research in the highland regions. So today we are having our Open Day, which is an annual event where we invite our stakeholders, that's the high school students, university students, farmers, those engaging in commercial forestry, and people who are interested in planting trees. And we invite them here to be able to show them the research that we have carried out in forestry and disseminate to them the best technologies to use to be able to make forestry an investment, a conservation measure, or even those who just love trees. So we invite them to be able to know the best trees to plant, how we process our seed. We show them how we improve soil fertility using trees. We also show them the different types of diseases and pests that affect trees to help them to control and manage them properly to protect their investment. We also invite some of our stakeholders who have been able to turn forestry into a business and in industry, for example, those producing medicinal plants and using moringa and other trees that have been known to have medicinal properties to make food supplements. So it is an all-inclusive event where we really hope that the farmer will gain as much as possible into the world of trees and forestry in general. We hope that by the time they go through our displays, they'll be feeling more confident to be able to plant their trees or take care and manage the ones that they have already planted. Thank you.
How is the turn-up today?
So far, so good. We have received over 500 people who have been able to go through our displays, and the day is just getting to halfway through. We are at about some minutes past noon. So by 5, the close of the event, we expect that we'll have received over 1,300 visitors from all walks of life, as you said.
Thank you so much. Let me take this opportunity to visit the stands to see what I can learn from them.
Faith Macharia from Kamandara Girls.
Esther Angelo from Kamandara Girls.
Faith, what are your expectations today?
To learn more about forestry.
And you, what's your name?
My name is Megan, John Megan.
And you?
Natasha.
So what were expectations before coming to this function today?
We didn't expect that it will be this big, yeah. And it's so educative. We didn't expect that.
So educative in how?
We have learned new things that we didn't know before.
So what did you learn?
Trees, type of trees, soils, and all that.
Anything else?
We have learned about how to grow, like, other plants, how in areas which they can grow, like the ones which can grow in dry areas, others in wet areas, yeah.
So are you going to use this information at school?
Yes.
How many of you are in the Environment Club?
Personally, I'm not.
Is this a reason enough for you to join the Environment Club?
Yeah.
So what are you going to share with your fellow colleagues back at school?
Yeah, conserving our environment is important. Yeah, so that you can get all these plants and grow them.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
I'm joined by a teacher from Kamandara Girls who is going to introduce himself. What is your name, sir, and why are you here?
My name is Karaithi Samuel. I'm a teacher at Kamandara Girls, teaching maths and chemistry. I brought the students for the open day to KEFRI for an exhibition that is there, that is trying to showcase the different trees that we have and their uses and the processes that do take place when they are being extracted.
Mwalimu, has the open day so far met your expectations?
Yeah, in a number of ways, in that some of the chemical processes that we run in the lab, they are being applied, some of them including like testing of the soil pH, and the students were able to even see some of the machines that are used and the reason why we go ahead and test.
Mwalimu, are you going to apply what you've learned here to the classroom?
Definitely, I'm going to apply, and we have already planned with some of the members of KEFRI how we're going to bring some students and maybe they run more from them.
Thank you so much, Mwalimu.
This is Mazingira Yetu Radio.
Empower and inform.
I would like to visit other stands here at Kefri. Ni miche gani ya miti ya matunda, aina ya matunda ambayo mnapanda pia?
Kwa majina Stephen Jaroge. Tuna nasale inaitwa Kehuru Technologies. Iko located Kahuho, Zabezi, along Nairobi na Cool Highway. Tunadu na miti ya matunda na miti ya kawaida, maua, na tunafanya na landscaping. Na tunahimiza watu wapande hii miti ya matunda juu ya soko. Tuseme kupitika apple, matunda mingi ya apple ni ya export huku nchini, na tugehimiza watu wapande ndio wao wakiuza huku. Tuko na apples, tuko na mangoes, tuko na kiwi, papaws, kwati tomato na oranges.
Mti wa kiwi pia upatikana nchini Kenya?
Yeah, tuseme inaweza kuwa, lakini ina depend na mahali unaipada, climate yake. Juu inapada mahali kuna baridi, lakini ikipata joto, tuseme mahali kama Nyahururu, inaweza kuwa vizuri.
So mtu akitaka hizi mbegu anaweza zipataje?
Unaweza tutabilia kwa nasari yetu, iko Kahuo, ama utupigie simu.
Mnaweza wapata kwa nambari ya simu ifuatayo: 0722 641199.
This is Mazingira Yetu Radio.
Empower and inform.
We are now joined by Mr. Afula from the Seed Quality Department.
After collecting the seeds, there are different ways of seed handling. You have the fruits, you have the pods, you have the cones and capsules. So for the fruit, you have to ferment. After fermenting is when you wash the juice away. And then cones, you dry them, they release the seed. After releasing the seed is when you clean them. The pods also you dry, they release the seeds. Then after releasing the seed, then you clean. And the pods, the capsules, you thresh. After threshing is when they release the seed. The reason now we have the dormancies. The dormancies means that some seeds cannot germinate unless you break the dormancy. Like podo, in podo you crack. Like lukina, you nip. That those you nip, there are those for hot water, there are those for cold water, and those for cracking. So you have to know which seeds you are handling. After that, you have to make sure that the seed you are selling, how many are there in a kilo. And this machine is made for us to know the number of seeds per kilo. There's a calculation. We use an Easter rule. Easter rule means International Seed Testing Association rules, to make sure that the seeds you are selling, are they viable? Are they clean? Are they meeting the standards of that number of seeds? For example, if it's pine, it's internationally it says that 40,000 and 50,000 seeds per kilo, and you are meeting 70,000 per kilo. That means that most of the seeds are empty. So me, I cannot approve any seed that is empty to go to the person. So we are there to make sure that they meet the international standards: purity, weight, moisture. Moisture means the amount of water in the seed. If the seed has not been dried properly, it means it will dry, it will rust in the store because of no moisture.
This is Mazingira Yetu Radio.
Empower and inform.
Good afternoon. Is organic fertilizer safe for use?
Yes, organic or inorganic?
Organic fertilizer.
Yes, I would advise you to use organic fertilizer. Yes.
Why?
Because the levels of the nutrients there, they will bring you closer to the neutral point. Acidity levels, alkalinity levels, they are normally closer to the normal. They are near neutral. Yeah. And the water retention, it's very good when you use organic matter, organic manure, yeah.
How can we make it safe minus transferring pathogens like salmonella to the food crops?
What you can do is, from the farm, first of all, you ought to autoclave your soil so that you kill those bacteria. Yeah. if you are able to do away with those bacteria from the start, you'll be safe.
Thank you so much. What else are you exhibiting?
For this table, we are talking about soil sampling, soil services. We as Carefully Soils Laboratory, we offer services for soil testing. After that, we give reports and we recommend. We advise the farmer what he ought to do when it comes to a certain point. If your soil is so acidic, we tell you how you can bring the acidity near neutral. It is so alkaline, we also advise how you can lime your soil.
As a farmer, where can I bring my soils for testing?
You come to Carefully Soils Laboratory, we do soil testing, we give results and we recommend what you can do.
This is Mazingira Yetu Radio.
Empower and inform.
Kindly explain to our listeners.
My name is Kamodo Bernard. I'm a research officer at Kefri, and here we are demonstrating how we can grow sandalwood. Sandalwood is a very high value tree that has been over exploited in nature until the government had to make it illegal for its extraction through a presidential ban, followed by a protection from international trade through what we call CITES protocol under Appendix 2. However, the tree offers a huge potential for making money if we can grow it sustainably. So Kefri intervention is to try to develop technologies for growing sandalwood. The most important aspect for growing a tree is being able to have seedlings on which to plant, from where to plant. And Kefri tried to develop the technologies for seedling production. We first sorted out the problem of seed germination. Seed germination was a problem at the beginning. We were getting only 4% germination, but here we are demonstrating how you process seed through flotation, where good seed sink and the problem, the empty seeds float. So if you germinate these sinking seeds, you are able to get over 80% germination from the earlier one of 4%. So we have developed a technology which guides you on seed processing so that you get good germination. However, sandalwood does not seed profusely. You don't get a lot of seed in nature. So we are also trying to propagate the tree through alternative methods vegetatively. So far we have succeeded in air layering, and we are demonstrating here that you can force a branch to produce roots through air layering, and then you are able to grow the species vegetatively. The good thing about growing it vegetatively is that because you are using branches of mature trees, those seedlings that come from air layering, they are already mature trees, and they are able to give you seeds in a very short period. So it's a very good process for establishing a seed stand from where you can collect seed. And there is opportunity of selling seed. Seed of sandalwood is in very high demand. So a farmer can invest in growing seed of sandalwood through this air layering process. But internationally, the species is demanded for its oil. It has an expensive oil in its wood. And that is the ultimate. That's where most you make a lot of profit. It is estimated that you can make up to 53 million from growing a hectare of this sandalwood. And we have tried to establish trial plots to see how it can grow outside in the farmer's field away from the forest. And we have here a sandalwood stem harvested at 8 years, you can see that it has a very well developed wood, and it has the red color that signify a good chance of extracting oil from even trees that are 8 years. So we are estimating that in another 5 years, between 13 to 15 years, you are able to have a mature tree of sandalwood from where you can now get the highest product, which is oil.
This is Mazingira Yetu Radio.
How sandalwood can be propagated?
A good chance of extracting oil from even trees that are 8 years. So we are estimating that in another 5 years, between 13 to 15 years, you are able to have a mature tree of sandalwood from where you can now get the highest product, which is oil. And you get your 3 million shillings in your pocket from 1 hectare of seeds.
So where can the farmers come and get all this information regarding the sandalwood?
The farmers can visit any of our KEFRI, Kenya Forest Research Institute, stations. We are spread all over the country. From coast, we are at Gede. Then we have a station at Kibwezi. We have a station at Taita. We have a station at Kitui. We have a station at Muguga. We have a station in Nyeri. We have a station in Ludiani. We have a station in Margat, a station in Maseno, and even in Turkana and Migori. We have stations. If you go to any of those stations, you can get information about sandalwood. But I am forgetting to mention our headquarters at Muguga, where we also have a station that serves the Central Highlands ecoregion.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
This is Mazingira Yetu Radio.
We are now at the bamboo propagation exhibition stall.
Nyasi ile iko na bao inagu haraka na iko na bao na Kenya iko na moja, Kenya iko na one speech. Hizo zingine ni kuja simekuja.
Na hiyo inaitwaje mimea Kenya?
Hiyo ya Kenya inaitwa Yashina Lupina.
Na inapatikana wapi ni Kenya?
Water Towers, Abadea, Cheragani, Mau, huko diyo inapatikana. Tumepropagate babu tukutumia different methods. Moja ni seeds, ya pili ni cuttings, ya tatu ni wildings. Wakati unapada cutting yako, lazima unaangalia isi, usiharibu the back. Na mahali umekatia na mahali utaweka udogo yako, inatakiwa iwe 8 cm. Tuna tumia media mbili, moja, red soil, ya pili, white sand. Kwa hulu, unaweka maji. Na hii maji itasaidia hii mumea, iadapt haraka. Remember tumesema it's a hard grass. Hiyo maji itasaidia hii mumea, iadapt haraka to germinate quickly. Tukona method ingine inaitwa branch cutting method. Hii ni cutting ambayo utaenda ukate kwa plantation na hiyo branch ikona mizizi. Unakata the same level without injuring the stem. The fourth method inaitwa multiple node, where you do an incursion ama hose, whereby you use chemical, a rooting hormone called anatom 3. You mix the two solution, then you put them in the hole. At the internode, you use either of the media, either lead cell or white sand. Using this method, you can obtain a already mature plant in 3 months.
This is Mazingira Yetu Radio.
The one naitwa Yashina Alpina for the Water Tower. Yashina Alpina is the Kenya one. Giant Babu, Dendrochromis asper. This is a Water Tower plant. This is wood. Tukona Frugalis vitata. Green and yellow for beauty, for wood, for the habitation. Unaweza ipada na maua, unaweza mix na maua.
Kwa compound?
Kwa compound. Ili lagi ya the lag yake na isafishe hewa. Tuko na Oxanatavera abyssinica. Hii ni a dry rat. Jifu yake una isa low material for briquette. Unasiaga hiyo jifu, una mix na lady soil, una mix na mabaki ya chako, unatengeneza briquettes. It's the hardest, inaitwa Oxanatavera abyssinica. We have the green type, which is called Babusa brumena. Hii ni ya watu wale wanatengeneza vikapu. Na hii is soft, utatumia machini. Hii utatumia visu ya za kawaida. Inaitwa brumena. Tuko na Polystachys nigra, which is black in color. Hii ni mabo ya kisima. Ukisiba kisima, unasaraudi na Polystachys nigra. Another type, another bag. Babu type inaitwa Giganeceus, which is also a giant. Yes, it's for wood. It's a multipurpose, as say it's a multipurpose plant. Diameter yake iko very wide.
And why should you plant this one around your kisima?
It does well than the other,
okay.
And the other species.
This is Mazingira Yetu Radio.
Empower and inform. We are here to learn and study the different pests and diseases affecting the eucalyptus tree.
Madam,
yes.
From in the village,
yes,
we grow a lot of eucalyptus trees,
yes.
And we have never known that they usually suffer from diseases.
Okay.
So I would like to explain to us what kind of diseases should we be on the lookout from these trees.
Especially in the nursery,
yeah,
you will get this is a major problem. Powdery mildew is a major problem in the nurseries and also the leaf spots for eucalyptus. And in the mature trees, you will get these cankers. They are the major problem in the plantations.
How do you address diseases such as blight, powdery, mild, if one observes it in seedlings?
You apply fungicide, but what you do, you may not know which fungicides to apply. So what you do, you come to us. We offer advisory services. You can either bring samples, you can either call us to your farm. We come and check, we carry samples, we come do diagnosis, and then we tell you on what chemical to use to control the disease.
So the disease affects the leaves, the stem, and the roots.
And how can they be addressed?
When a disease is mainly affected, it's from the leaves, it's from the roots going up. Yeah.
Thank you, madam.
This is Mazingira Yetu Radio.
Empower and inform. Hapa tuko kwenye exhibition stall ambayo tutajifunza jinsi ya kutengeza seedbed na pia upanzi wa miche.
Kata kwanza nasari, lazima utafute mbegu kwanza. Kisa tafuta mbegu, ndio una construct kitu inaitwa seed bed. A seed bed una construct kulingana na vile tumeweka hii yetu, kama kulingana na vile uwezo yako iko. Ukishapata mbegu tunajua mbegu inamea kwa sand ama kwa soil. Na sasa ile unaweka mbegu kwa sand ama kwa soil, usiweke kitu inaitwa mbolea. Hatutaki mbolea kwa sand ama kwa soil sasa ile unapanda mbegu yako. Hii mawe tumeweka hapa kwa sababu ya mambo ya drainage system. Sahili umeweka mbegu, miti, ukiweka sahili unamwaga maji, yani sahili unafanya watering, water inaweza kuharibu mbegu kulingana na vile kama hapo chini iko na gap mingi. So hii ni kwa drainage system ya kusuia hata mizizi ya hiyo mbegu isiende chini sana, ama maji isiende na mbegu sana chini. Hiyo sababu tunaweka hiyo mawe chini. Locally, kwa some other areas, unaona kama hii kitu kama tile, watu wengi huwezi kupata bao kama hii, but una hii tile ambayo imeisha unaweza kupata. Hii tile vile iko ukiweka kama mbegu kama bluga, hii ni mbegu mingi sana. Inaweza hata fika 10,000 sasa ile unapanda moja kwa tube kwa hii tile peke yake. So hata hii tile tuna recommend ni mzuri kwa local farmers. Hata kwa hii basin ambayo imeisha nyumbani, unatoboa chini alafu unamwaga mbegu. Mbegu kwa hii basin peke yake, hii ni mbegu ya kitu kama 5,000 mbegu, kama ni mambo ya blue gum. So tuna recommend hiyo. Tukikuja hapa, hii sasa ni alternatives. Hizi alternatives ndio hii sasa, hii woven bags ambayo ilikuja juicy. Hata hii unigot ray, unaona hii sasa ni miti tayari. Kuna sababu nyingine na hii uende nayo kwa shamba upande, na hii tena kitendo kuja tena upande mbegu nyingine.
Na hizi unigot rays unaweza zipata wapi?
Kwa iko kwa supermarket. ama kwa hizi makampuni kama Asami. Mm. Asami iko nazo. Ukienda kwa Asami utapata. Okay. Eh. Alafu sasa hata hiyo wooden boxes. Mm. Hiyo unaweza unabeba hivyo kwa mpaka kwa shamba. Mm. Unapanda alafu tena unaloriza. Tena unafutena weka kitu kingine, unaweka tena miti nyingine. Yes. Unaona? Yeah. Hizi ndio hizi yote sasa ni alternatives. Kwa hizi ni hizi bags ambayo tena juzi nimesikia kama wanasema tena wataki hii woven bag, but tutajua.
Nonapa kuna hizi vikombe
hiyo hiyo tena tu.
Soda tunatumia tuna kitu kitupa, kumbe inaweza kwa
hata tetra pak. Hata hapa miti mingi iko na tetra pak.
Okay.
Pak iko. Oh. Ile tulitumia hata last time. Mm. Iko. Mm. Tetra pak vitu kama hiyo tunatumia. Unaona? So hapo ndio is alternative mpaka huko juu sasa hii ni miti. Okay. Yes, sasa hiyo ni unatengeneza tuseme ni local necessary.
Okay.
Yeah, hiyo tunatengeneza jamii hiyo.
Na hapa naona kuna kama kaa, naona kuko
hii makaa.
Yes.
Unaona kama hii sasa?
Yes.
Hii ni mixture of makaa.
Yes.
Mbolea.
Yes.
Hii ballast na hii sand. But hii ballast is very expensive.
Mm.
So we are telling the farmers you can use hii charcoal dust for air aeration.
Oh, this is for when you're preparing soil ya kupanda the trees
now.
Okay.
Yeah. Kwa tube sasa.
Kwa tube? Huh?
Yeah. Hii ni sasa preparation ya nursery sasa. Si mbegu.
Oh, nursery.
Yeah. Sasa hii ni nursery seedling. Yeah, nursery seedling. Uh-huh. Hapa. Hii ni forest soil. Unachimba mchanga mahali ambao hijawahi tumika. Hata kama ilitumika zamani, lakini itumiki sana. Hii ambao iko na humus kila kitu. Ndio unalete mchanga kama hii. Ikiwa iko na chafu kama vile iko na chafu, unachunga vile hii nimechunga. Hii ni sieved.
Mm.
Yeah, hii ni sieved soil. Tumechunga kimu kitu kama hii.
Yeah. Ratio gani unaweza mix?
Ratio ni 5-1-1. 5 of forest soil.
Forest soil.
5 wheelbarrow of forest soil. 1 wheelbarrow of manure.
Mm-hmm.
1 wheelbarrow of charcoal dust. Either 1 wheelbarrow of ballast. Either 1 wheelbarrow of this. Whichever the case, uko nai karibu. Yes.
Asante sana.
Yes.
In line with the 2019 World Forest Day theme, which was forest and education, I hope our dear listeners, you've learned something from the show. Most importantly, on propagation of bamboo and sandalwood, identification and treatment of pests and diseases in eucalyptus, measuring of soil's pH, and how to prepare seedbeds. Kindly get in touch with the nearest carefree office to learn more about trees propagation and seedbed preparation. Also, don't forget to follow us on Facebook on Mazingiretu Magazine and follow us on SoundCloud on Mazingiretu Magazine Radio.
This is Mazingira Yetu Radio.
Empower and inform.
Proudly powered by Sound 34 Media. www.sound34.com.